All right, test. There we go. As Doug said, I want to give you all an update on our financial and the budget numbers this morning. Look at the back of your bulletin and you'll see the numbers that I wanted to go over for just a few minutes. These are the numbers as of June 30th this year. For the month, our gifts, you can see, totaled $48,209, and our expenses totaled $60,853. Deficit for the month is $12,644. However, we are still keeping positive for the year. Our year-to-date gifts are $330,017, and our year-to-date expenses are $326,000, for a net of $3,644, very close to a running, keeping on a balanced budget on cash flow for the year. Notice, if you will, for a minute on the budget numbers. Budget monthly. Tithes and gifts, $56,048. Now, this is a budgeted number, so I'll just point this out to remind us that it takes about $56,000 a month in gifts for us to stay on track. Now, that's an average monthly amount, so many of you guys know, and statistics will bear this out, that traditionally giving will slow during the summer months. I want to challenge each of us here to not fall into that summer slump of church giving. There's lots of ways to stay current in our giving. You can go online. You can sign up with your bank to do automatic auto pay each month. I understand that we're also going to have a new church app that's coming online, so look for more information of that available. And as always, please continue to use the boxes at the back of the church to support your church on a weekly basis. I found an interesting article this week I thought I'd just share a little bit with you. Jesus, you know, talked a lot about money. He talked about money all the time. And when he wasn't talking specifically about our relationship with money, he used money as a metaphor. He was usually talking to people who didn't have a lot of money in that day. He knew, though, that money could take on an almost godlike quality in our lives and in our human hearts. And he knew that money had the power to displace the one true God in our lives. Jesus talked about generosity. Generosity is not just a personality trait that we have, but it is a requisite character trait for any of us who wants to work on loosening greed's grip on our heart when we think about money. I want to challenge each of us to see generosity as a necessary character trait for our growth as Christians. I want to thank you all for your continued support of God's work through EPC. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Gordon. Let's thank Gordon for the work that he does along with